Vladimir Putin is a brand name, carefully cultivated, something that's grown over the years. But why shouldn't a Russian vote for Vladimir Putin? Look outside. The country is growing. The GDP is growing. Wages are growing. Look at Europe. Recession, less than single digit growth in Europe, 0.6% in France.
Stalled.
Recession in Germany. And then they ask, why are people voting for Putin in this environment? Russia sanctioned to hell. You know, that is what they call them, sanctions from hell, right? And they wonder why people are voting for Putin. Well, because you were sending missiles to be fired at Russian cities. There is, of course, a national spirit. People want a strong leader, and this is in every single country in the world. You know, a presidential election is always a popularity contest in who will be a stronger leader. I must say here, Vladimir Putin has a huge advantage over the other candidates. Absolutely huge advantage, and that is his track record. When he says something, he delivers. He came to power over a Russia that couldn't feed itself. Russia depended on UN humanitarian aid in 2000 to feed its population. Now, 20-odd years after Vladimir Putin came to power, Russia is the biggest exporter of food products, foodstuffs in the world.
Not everyone voted for Putin, though. I do want to talk about the other candidates. Nikolai Kharitonov was the runner-up representing the Communist Party. He gained more than 3.7 million votes. 3.7 million, that's quite a lot of people who voted for him. We've seen throughout Russia's election history that candidates from the Communist Party do tend to come in second. Can you talk a little bit about Kharitonov and why people voted for him?
Well, look, of course, it would be a very strange world if everyone agreed. The communists who are returned for the other old, you know, who want to try again, who look at this capitalism that has prospered in Russia in recent years, and they feel disgust. They feel that it is unfair that there are the 1% who are so rich and who are so prosperous, and then there's everyone else, the 99%, who have to wake up every morning, work, and you know, they don't see their wages grow at the same pace. There are the liberal Democrats who have their own ideas about the future of Russia, who have a much more populist tone to them. But ultimately,
that's Slutsky. You're talking about Leonid Slutsky there. But what about Dvankov? What about Dvankov? Because he also got, 3 million votes, Vladislav Dvankov. I mean, I think 3.2 million for him, 3.7 million for Nikolai Kharitonov. I mean, like Rachel was saying, these are not small numbers. You know, 3 million to this guy, this party, 3 million to this party. It does say something, right?
It does say a lot. There are, as I mentioned, there's still millions, tens of millions. For example, pensioners who were alive during the Soviet period, who remember the pride that they felt when Yuri Gagarin went to space over the Soviet Union's space program, over the equality that there was. Of course, they have nostalgia about the Soviet period, and they want to return to it. They remember the brighter, you know, the brighter parts, the parts that stood out. You have the younger generations who believe in a younger candidate. Vladimir Putin is, after all, over 70 years old. They see this Dvankov, this candidate who is 40 years old, who promises a much more prosperous, a business-oriented future in which every Russian can be an entrepreneur. He wants to end this conflict as quickly as possible. And they see him as a better candidate. And they cast their vote for him. But ultimately, it was all promises. There is no track record to any of these candidates. They haven't been in power, which is a huge disadvantage for them in this election. And ultimately, the Russian people made their choice. 87%.